This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Every week at Crossview, there are men and women in this room that come to a realization of some spiritual truth in their own life they never came to before, but something happened in a service. Something happened during communion. Something happened during worship. And all of a sudden, there was an awareness in your spirit that you never had before. There was conviction of something going on in your life, and you said, that's wrong. And I bragged about how it's right and it's wrong. Where the Lord convicted you about some spiritual struggle in your life, where the Lord revealed something to you. And I want to suggest that any time the word is proclaimed and the word is offered to people, that things happen like that, where the Lord speaks to people, not just because it's me, but because of his word and because of him. What's the Lord said to you lately? What's come into your spirit? Look at verse 33. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at the feet again, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. What could faith in Christ do in your life? You say, boy, it'd be great to be healed of a disease. May I tell you what would be greater than being healed of disease would be? To be healed of guilt because of faith in Christ. To be healed of resentment because of faith in Christ. To be healed of bitterness that's plagued your life for 27 years. And today you can be freed. Freed from that. That's what the Lord does. That's a miracle in my thinking. I want to bring it up, jump down to verse 40 about with Jesus coming into the room of the little girl, but they laughed at him. After he put them out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and he went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha cum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. You know what I found out I never knew before this week? One of the commentators said the phrase that he used in the Aramaic would be the exact words that a mother would use waking up a child, get up, it's time to go to school, wake up, it's time to have breakfast. Jesus used the common phrase, Talitha cum, little girl, get up. And she did. And a girl who was physically dead, Luke adds this, Luke the doctor said that her spirit returned to her. If her spirit returned to her, guess what that means? Her spirit left her. She was dead. You know, people talk about brain death and an EEG reflecting death. Death in the mind of God happens when the spirit leaves the body. And Luke says her spirit returned to her and she was alive, and Jesus handed her back to her parents. Now I want to talk about what this means to your life very briefly before we have the guys sing again. If Jesus did that kind of thing, and if now he does work in our lives, I want to give examples of how he can work in lives, how he can raise people from the dead spiritually. And someday you are going to be reunited with loved ones. I said this in the second service. I wasn't trying to be dramatic or melodramatic. I wasn't trying to be overly emotional with it. But some of you are going to be reunited with a child you lost. Some of you are going to be reunited with a parent you lost. You're going to be reunited with a brother or sister you lost. You're going to be reunited with a friend. And how's that going to happen? Just because it's going to happen? No, by the power of Christ, the one who has all power and authority. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. It's all connected with him. Anything about resurrection, anything about life after death, anything about a future hope is connected to Jesus Christ. And a lot of people don't get that. It's all connected to him. Well, I hope you'll hear the last two parts of this message tomorrow and Friday on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.